When you walk past the Adams Alumni Center, you may notice a bronze sculpture, but not stop to ponder it. The Kansas Jayhawk, crafted by Peter M. Fillerup, was placed on campus in 1983. Peter Fillerup is a fairly well-known sculptor and is most commonly known for his Western-themed bronze statues of cowboys. At a young age, he was encouraged to pursue art by his father, a painter. This captured his interest, and later in life he went to BYU to study art. He continues to make sculptures to this day and has won numerous awards for his work. The creation of his Jayhawk sculpture was influenced by his visit to the University of Kansas. There is more to this piece than it seems, as it tells an intriguing story. When you glance at the 8'6", 700-pound piece of art for the first time, all you may see is a worn-out bird. But that is not all there is to see in this elegant sculpture. If you look closer, you start to notice that the bird has its head held high and its foot striding forward. It seems to be proud of something, as if it has had a triumphant experience. The Jayhawk's bold look creates an unexplained mood that can only be described as a sense of pride. This cleated foot striding forward makes it feel as if the hawk is imposing in on you. The bird's stern demeanor is intimidating, and the noble creature has a powerful shine to it as its bronze figure glistens in the sun. The Jayhawk is strategically placed upon a plinth. It makes the statue taller than the viewer, creating an effect that introduces the Jayhawk as a dominant being. With its head tilted up and a dignified look on its face, the Jayhawk seems to be unaware of your presence. As you may notice, this Jayhawk seems to look different than the current mascot that we see today. This is used to show how much Kansas has changed since its establishment. It is a reference to how different the school and town were back in the day. It gives off a strong vibe that makes you proud to live in Lawrence. When you first see it, you may not think about its historical meaning, but just its appearance. But as you look closer and start to think about the sculpture more, you will start to understand its importance. It is not just a Jayhawk, but it is a piece of Kansas history, and it brings us back through the decades of history, not just the schools, but the whole states. This has been Spencer Hughes with another Bulldog Podcast.